Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borcher's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we pause in the busyness of life during our week to reflect and meditate on the words of Scripture read for the day. So let us begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray together. Almighty and ever-living God, throughout time you free the oppressed, heal the sick, and make whole all that you have made. Look with compassion on the world wounded by sin, and by your power restore us to wholeness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our reading for today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 5. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter or your male or female slave or your ox or your donkey or any of your livestock or the resident alien in your towns, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Considering our passage today is about Sabbath rest, I think it's interesting that our nation has a pretty rocky relationship in framing that rest in negative ways. That our, if we go back to where all of our culture kind of comes from, it tends to kind of come back to those founding fathers that founded our own country today. And in their time, they had this difficult time of seeing rest as a positive thing in their lives, that they adopted this very intense work ethic so that people would refrain from giving in to idleness in their lives. But if we read their journals and their diaries, we get a sense that they may have taken that a bit too far. Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers, is quoted with saying that, "I'll sleep when I'm dead." And I think framing rest in a positive way has always been difficult because of that view of sleep and rest as not being a priority in the lives of our founding fathers, and how that continues to be a cultural norm for us today, that rest, sleep, restoration, rejuvenation for ourselves and others is not seen as a priority in our life. Instead, we kind of view all of that rest and sleep as a reward for a hard day's work. Right, that we have to work towards that as a reward for ourselves or as a goal. But it's in our passage today that we get an insight, we get an idea of how important God thinks rest is for the people. That God commands the Israelites to frame rest instead of in a negative way, in a positive way. And looking at our passage for today, it comes from the Ten Commandments, as it's written in Deuteronomy. But as we read this passage in Deuteronomy today, it is also stated earlier in the book of Exodus. If we follow the Israelites' journey from Exodus through Deuteronomy, going back to that first set of the Ten Commandments, it's given to the Israelites who just come out of slavery in Egypt. They come to Mount Sinai, and God gives to them through Moses these Ten Commandments, where this one, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, right? That third commandment is to command that sense of rest, as how in the ways that it's tied to that creation story all the way back in Genesis, where God works for 6 days and on the seventh day rests, looks back on all that God has created and finds time for rest. And so in that same way as the Israelites come into this relationship with God, God wants them to practice that rest as well, because that rest is a priority. as we come to our passage in Deuteronomy, as we go through Exodus and into wilderness and into about to enter the promised land, the Israelites gathered, make this covenant with God again, these Ten Commandments again. And it's different because these aren't the same Israelites that came out of Egypt. Instead, these are the descendants of those Israelites who have now passed away, and we have a new generation. A new generation making this new covenant with God, right? And so this generation is commanded to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy as a way to remember that practice of Sabbath that comes from creation, and to remember that practice of Sabbath because of what their ancestors went through. That this Sabbath is to safeguard the Israelites from turning in to those same taskmasters who ruled over their ancestors, who subjugated them to intense work and suffering. That in this way, this command sets rest, sets rejuvenation, sets sleep as a priority in the lives of the Israelites, rooted in that story of creation, rooted in that story of freedom in Exodus. And we see in this passage how important that rest continues to be for God, that God views this rest as a gift to the Israelites, that it is rest as a gift not earned or worked for. Instead, it is something to be freely given, freely offered as a priority in their lives. That God gifts Sabbath, gifts this intentional rest as a gift not just for the Israelites hearing this command anew for them, but also for their livestock. Also for their servants, also for foreign migrant workers living in their community, even for their slaves, that God gifts this rest not just to those listening, but to every aspect of creation. That what we see in this command is that rest is important enough for God to codify into the lives of every part of creation, for humanity, for creatures, for the very land itself. That the Israelites and their workers ought to have this Sabbath, this intentional rest, without needing to earn it, without needing to work towards it as some goal. Instead, it is codified as a gift. And as we read that command, as we read this passage today, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. It still teaches and instructs us how important God thinks rest is in our lives today. In our culture today, we still echo that negative framing of what rest is in our lives. And going back to that quote from Benjamin Franklin, that we'll find time to sleep, we'll find time to rest when we're dead. That if we find ourselves resting, we're being lazy. We're not doing enough with the time we have. We're not putting our time in to receive this rest as a reward for our labor. But it's in this passage we see how God looks at the way our culture forms us and instead invites us to see and imagine things differently. That rest is not something that we work towards. It's not a reward for what we have done, but that it is something God gifts to us as God's servants. That we didn't have to earn it. We didn't have to work towards it, but we were gifted it so that we might find rest in this busyness of life. That in all of the things we have going on, we know that God gives to us this rest as a gift. And as God's servants, living in this culture that forms us, I think we just have to make peace with the fact that we're not always going to frame rest and sleep and rejuvenation in that positive light, that there will still be times in this life we'll think back to those words of Benjamin Franklin, we'll echo that quote, well, I'll get to it when I have the time. I'll find that rest when I'm dead because I still have things to get done. That rest will at times in our life still become something we can put off. That we'll still struggle to live out that rest and find peace. But I think it's in those moments that we find it hard and difficult and we struggle to accept that gift of rest, that gift of Sabbath in our lives today. We remember what God does to lighten that load, to lighten that burden in our lives. And we turn back to what God has done through Christ here at the cross, where we turn and remember this way that God frees us and brings to us this peace of mind, this rest and rejuvenation, this restoration throughout our lives. That Christ brings to us this rest that we might be nourished, sustained, and restored in our lives today. That we come to those places that we find nourishment and rejuvenation and rest so that we might go back into the world to do that work we still need to get done. That Christ brings to us this gift of rest so that we might be restored to go back into the world today. And that gift comes into our lives in those places we find that nourishment, rejuvenation, and rest. I know for me, it's building Legos or reading a book. For you, it might be taking a walk on a nice sunny day. It might be pausing a moment in your week to watch or listen to these Sunday snippets. That for all of us, those places that we find intentional rest, where we fill our cup, is different and unique to all of us. And that it's in those places that God brings us that rest and restoration we need in our lives. So as we continue to reflect on the words of this commandment, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Where are those places for you that God brings to you that gift of rest, that place of nourishment and rejuvenation and peace? Where are those places for you that God fills your cup to go back into the world today? To share that same gift of rest with those around us, working out in this world today. Wherever it may be, I invite you to remember that Christ brings to us that gift of rest in our lives today so that we might find peace and rest today. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God of peace and justice, who freed your people in the Exodus and frees us today through the work of your Son, Help us to find rest in the places in our life where we find ourselves tired, exhausted, and overworked. Through your Spirit, inspire us to give thanks for those places that you bring to us this gift of Sabbath rest, so that we might find nourishment, rejuvenation, and restoration in our lives today. Both restored and refreshed through the grace of your Spirit, empower us to share that gift of rest with all with whom we meet. In the name of your Son, who lives and reigns with you both now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.